With your QCCR News Update, I'm Ed Halverson. The recent bout of snowstorms and school cancellations have caused headaches for many across the South Shore, but none more than Paul Ash. As Regional Executive Director for the South Shore Center for Education, Ash makes the decision to close schools when weather makes driving conditions too dangerous.
It's the most difficult decision that I have in the role of a Regional Executive Director. We have, 6,380 students in our region. More than 6,100 of them are part of our daily transportation to school. The safety of our students is the utmost importance.
Ash and his team look at the road conditions across 90 bus routes that bring students to class.
With changing weather conditions related to climate change, it's become even more complex in the last number of years. I mean, we see that in our region. It could be raining in one part of our region and a snowstorm in another, or it's even more difficult when we're looking at situations around icing, which is extremely difficult to predict as well.
Ash says when weather is expected, transportation coordinators from across Nova Scotia begin conferring around 4:30 in the morning. They speak with representatives from the Provincial Public Works Department and compare notes on road conditions before presenting that information and advising their respective executive directors around 5:15 a.m. Ash says it's important students attend school as much as possible and not just for their education.
We're very mindful of the impact of any cancellation on families. I know that may make the difference for a particular family in terms of their income if they're unable to get to work that day. That's the other side of the coin, which makes it extremely difficult around these decisions.
Depending on the severity of the snow or ice storm, it can take days for road crews to clear less traveled roads. Ash says on those days, the region will move to a back road closure plan when students need to get themselves to a main road to catch their bus to school. He says the fact attendance has remained high throughout this school year speaks to the importance parents and students place on their education. Ash says people will always criticize a decision to close schools, but he would rather err on the side of keeping students safe. For QCCR, I'm Ed Halverson.